I think if you go back to last June, early summer, many of us thought the pandemic was for the most part ending. And so we thought by September, the start of school, there'd be a vaccine for everyone, including kids. Instead, as it turned out this fall, in your average elementary school, the vast majority of people, aka the children, are not vaccinated. And so schools have to be extra cautious to prevent COVID-19 from ripping through the building. And that's meant home quarantines, lots of them, for tons of students, something most schools weren't really prepared for. That's today's story of the day.
Story of the Day is supported by Jernabi Coffee House in Potsdam, New York, proudly serving locally roasted coffee since 2008, 11 Maple Street in Potsdam, and online at jernabi.com.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Wednesday, October 27th. First up, the pandemic's far from over, of course. More than 30 people around the North Country have died of COVID-19 in just the last 2 weeks. There are outbreaks at schools and in nursing homes, and there's a lot of community spread. In Warren County, most of the people who are getting sick and dying of COVID-19 are unvaccinated. Emily Russell reports.
Last Monday, a person in their 70s died of COVID-19 in Warren County. On Tuesday, it was a person in their 60s. And on Wednesday, someone died of the disease in their 80s. Dr. Howard Fritz is the chief medical officer at Glens Falls Hospital. He says you can really feel the surge of cases inside the hospital.
The overall hospital census has been very busy. Emergency department to the inpatient floors to the critical care units.
Glens Falls Hospital hasn't run out of beds for COVID patients, but they have had to bring in more nurses. Epidemiologist Hillary Allison says most of the people they're treating are not vaccinated against COVID-19. Allison directs the hospital's infection prevention program.
70% of the people that are here are not vaccinated, and they're ranging from very, very young and some in their 30s all the way up in age.
On Sunday, an unvaccinated person in their 40s without any major health issues died of COVID. Allison says the lesson here is clear.
The importance of vaccination, it can't be overstated. It really can't.
For people who do test positive, Glens Falls Hospital has been offering monoclonal antibody therapy. Those antibodies essentially help your body target and fight off the coronavirus. But not everyone is eligible for it. You have to have mild or moderate symptoms and be at high risk of getting sicker. Dr. Fritz says about 50 people a week are getting the therapy.
We know that the people we treat on the outside and prevent from worsening, we're keeping from hospitalization and all of the issues that accrue from that.
During this fourth wave of COVID, Fritz says what worries him most now is the impact that unvaccinated people could have on the virus spreading and mutating.
Ongoing resistance to vaccine, allowing for pools of unvaccinated people essentially to act as incubators and allow for the emergence of new variants.
Epidemiologist Hillary Allison says she gets it. It's been a long pandemic. A lot of New Yorkers are now vaccinated and things are opening up. But she says there's still a lot of work to do to get back to normal.
We don't want to keep masking all the time and we don't want to use all these precautions and we want to have our lives back. But until we can get control of this pandemic, you know, our lives will not be the same.
The key to getting it under control is closing the vaccine gap. 27% of people in Warren County are still not vaccinated. In the North Country, it's a lot higher at 40% of people unvaccinated against COVID-19. Emily Russell, North Country Public Radio.
So school was supposed to be normal this year. So most districts scrapped online learning. They brought kids back into the classroom 5 days a week. But of course, the Delta variant changed all of that. Thousands of kids are having to quarantine because they were close contacts of a COVID-19 case. And as Amy Feireisel reports, they're missing out on a lot of school.
Chris Mary is a third grade teacher at Salmon River Elementary School on the St. Lawrence River. 6 weeks into the school year, she has never had all 14 of her students in class at the same time. but she sort of considers herself lucky.
Knock on wood, I don't even want to say it. I think it has happened to everyone, and it has been since the first day of school.
She's talking about kids being quarantined.
The class across the hall, half the class was quarantined for 10 days. My class has been two or three at a time.
She says as soon as she gets back two, she loses another three to quarantine. Each time, she has to whip together a packet of worksheets to send home. Salmon River got rid of their online instruction option this fall.
I try to send them things that they can do on their own because these parents have other things. You know, we're all just trying to survive in a global pandemic, but definitely they need some instruction when they get back.
It's like being caught in a never-ending game of catch-up. And Salmon River isn't an outlier. This fall, across the country, schools have had to quarantine hundreds of thousands of kids because they may have caught COVID-19 from a positive classmate. That adds up to hundreds of thousands of missed school days.
All students have the right to a free and appropriate public education. And just because a student is quarantined does not mean their education stops.
That's Jennifer Gaffney, the superintendent of Sackett's Harbor Central School in Jefferson County. She says a 10-day quarantine is a huge educational setback. Missed tests, little or no instruction time, no extra help from teachers. And there are some students who have already gone through two or three quarantines.
So districts have to find a way to meet their needs.
But like Salmon River, most schools are no longer offering an online instruction option. So kids are largely left on their own. The way quarantines work here in New York is through an equation lifted straight from CDC guidance. Faith Lustig is a public health planner for Jefferson County.
We're looking for those children who are close contacts of the person who's infected.
That means within 3 to 6 feet of an infected person for over 15 minutes in a 24-hour period. But there's an exception suggested by the CDC for kids wearing masks.
And those children may be exempt if they're wearing their face covering correctly and consistently the entire time they've been exposed.
In theory, this is great for New York, which is one of only 10 states in the country with a mask requirement. But kids are still going home because health departments are erring on the side of caution.
Often younger children aren't able to wear their face covering correctly and consistently.
Students get within 3 feet of each other. They play contact sports. They don't wear masks in the cafeteria. So one positive kid can trigger a dozen quarantines. Schools are finding there are a lot more positive and quarantined kids than they were expecting, says Jennifer Gaffney, the superintendent at Sackett's Harbor. There, they did start the year with one teacher dedicated to quarantined students.
Week two, we had a couple of cases which resulted in a number of quarantines, and we quickly learned that that fabulous idea was not going to meet the demand.
They've since hired several more virtual educational advisors to work with students. Other schools are considering similar changes. Canton Central School just created a new position called the Extended Absence Liaison. As long as community transmission of COVID-19 is high in the North Country, quarantines pose a huge threat to keeping schools running and to quarantined kids getting an education. Amy Feiereisel, North Country Public Radio.
Tomorrow we'll hear part two of Amy's report on the impact of quarantines on K-12 education. We'll learn more about the quarantine model, its effectiveness, and potential alternatives being proposed to try to keep more kids in school more often. We have more news all the time on our website, ncpr.org. Music today by Adrian Carr of Plattsburgh and Eddie Lawrence of Moira. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.